2019-2020 Superintendent's Annual Report submitted, Alpha Opportunities' new fundraiser causing a stink. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. A document created every year providing a summary of the past year for the Jamestown Public School District was presented to the Jamestown Public School Board Monday night. Jamestown Superintendent Dr. Rob Leck provided the report, which he states presented a set of challenges that, quote, nobody could have reasonably foreseen.
Kind of an unusual year, as we all know. And one of the big changes relates to assessments. We don't have historical assessment data for last year because we didn't have state assessment due to the pandemic. And so we're always going to have this gap year.
The report covers a variety of topics in the school district, from staff to average daily membership. You can find the cumulative report at newsdakota.com. Businesses and nonprofits have struggled mightily for the past year, Alpha Opportunities Incorporated included. Community Outreach Coordinator Casey Harden says they've had to adjust their operations amid the ongoing pandemic.
We've really had to reimagine our services and what that looks like over the last year. And so just coming up with different things to do in-house in a safe space.
Harden says a fundraiser they came up with and used for the local Relay for Life will make a return this year to help them raise money for their organization.
All the funds that are raised go directly to the people supported. And so it goes to buy activities, different arts and crafts activities, or things like that.
Read more about the ongoing Skunk fundraiser at newsdakota.com. And a House panel has decided further study is needed on a Senate bill that would prohibit North Dakota State University from funneling federal grant money to Planned Parenthood for sex education classes. Some Republican lawmakers believe the classes could promote abortion. The legislation passed the Senate last month. The bill ties the Planned Parenthood grant to an appropriations bill that includes separate federal matching money known as challenge grants to North Dakota's 11 colleges and universities. That's the latest in your news. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting.